What is time management? Why is it essential for your mental health? And how to manage your time in an effective way for the sake of your mental well-being? This is what we talk about in this episode. Hi again, I'm Noor. Welcome to Minutes of Fact podcast. I would like to start with a brief definition of time management. So, broadly speaking, time management refers to the process of organizing and planning how to divide your time between specific tasks or activities. It's all about figuring out how to manage all the things you need to do each day and then getting things done in the most efficient way possible. Ideally, the aim is to achieve more, reduce stress, and improve your work-life balance. And please, keep in mind that time management and mental health are interwoven. Time management provides a sense of control over your life, reduces stress, and it supports quality rest. In addition to that, it serves overwhelm. In order to manage your time in an effective way for the sake of your mental well-being, please start by doing a regular brain dump. When you have a lot on your mind, a lot of thoughts to remember, you risk either to forget them all or throw them away. And the best way to prevent that is to write down everything, including things you need to do or want to do, and add any relevant information you need to remember, so that you don't actually have to remember it. Never rely on your memory for things. It's too easy to get distracted and forget. Then, prioritize your thoughts or activities. Consider your list of priorities. You don't have it? Then make it. Determine what really matters the most and what is really urgent to do. Once you have your list, create a big picture plan and work backwards. Make a plan to know how you will make your priorities real. Then split out all tasks in a period of time and fix approximate deadlines. Then all you need to do is weekly review and daily planning. Adopt to-do lists to make it easier for you. I really like when I check out my daily tasks at the end of the day. I believe I'm not the only one. And it's okay if you didn't perform 100% of your tasks, plan them again for later. The most important thing is keeping yourself in track and you are progressing through it. Here is the best one. Be realistic about how much you commit to. So many people say yes to more than they can actually handle. Don't be one of them. Take some time to think things through before you commit to new things, and consider letting go of anything you're currently dealing with that is too much to handle, or which takes you away from the stuff that really matters. Then consider time blocking. Plan your day or week in advance by allocating specific time slots for each task or activity. Having some dedicated time for tasks, including relaxation, can reduce anxiety and help create a more predictable routine, which can be reassuring. And don't forget to schedule regular breaks, because you need a break to give your brain time to process things and to prepare you for whatever you are working on next. Please don't neglect this one. It can boost your productivity more than anything else. Finally, set and maintain clear boundaries, which means defining specific times for work, relaxation, and your personal pursuits, and sticking on them. Achieving work-life balance simply means learning how to balance work and life. Thank you so much for your time and for sticking around. For more tips regarding mental health and well-being, check my Instagram below, Minutes of Facts. Stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you next time.